How many decisions do you make in one day? Psychologists have tried to answer this question, but it's difficult to track. For instance, do you only count the conscious decisions or also the unconscious ones done out of habit? What if you change your mind later? Does that count as two decisions or one? A fairly recent study concluded that we make an average of 122 conscious, informed decisions each day. Accurate? Maybe. Maybe not. But we can agree that decision-making is a pretty important part of our lives. Decisions can be small ones, or they can be big ones. Decisions can be easy or hard. For us, the Bible guides certain decisions that we make, decisions that are revealed clearly in the light of God's word, in the light of his holy law, such as, when I have the opportunity, should I speak an encouraging word to someone who seems to be struggling with something? Yes. Should I hold a grudge against someone who has hurt me in the past? No. Should I repeat something I know about someone else if it could damage their reputation? No. When the Bible says something about a choice we must make, it might be hard to follow through with the right decision because of our sinful nature. But we don't usually have trouble knowing what our decision should be. God's word is clear. But what about those choices that could go either way, where God doesn't say whether you should do this or that? Some of those decisions can have significant consequences, and trying to reach a decision on them can cause us a lot of anxiety. How much time should I set aside to study for my physics test? When would be a good time to talk to my friend about something that is troubling me? Should I date the guy or girl who asked me? Or should I say no? Should I come back to Emmanuel for college? What sort of job or career should I pursue? When we don't have a clear word from God, we can become very troubled about making a wrong decision. What if I choose something that doesn't work out? What if God has something he wants me to do, but he hasn't made it clear to me, so I risk choosing something that isn't part of his plan for me? What if God has a plan and I mess it up by picking the wrong thing? Sometimes a decision can seem so hard that it paralyzes us. What do I do when God doesn't show me whether I should do this or that? Well, for sure, you don't need to worry about it. Because what God does not reveal to you, you don't really need to know. Instead, pray this prayer: Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, make a decision as best you can, using what God has revealed to you, using the advice of others, using the mind God has given you to make the best judgment you can. Yes or no, this or that. And then turn it over to him. Say to the Lord, here's what I choose. But if you don't agree, then stop my choice and make yours happen. That is what we are asking for when we pray, Your will be done. We are praying, if you have a better idea than me, Lord, then let's go with yours. I have prayed that prayer often when it comes to making decisions, from small ones to very large ones, life-changing ones. Two big decisions in my life, I remember specifically praying, "Your will be done," the night before my wedding. The rehearsal at church was over. I was back home getting ready for bed and thinking, this is the last night I'm going to sleep alone. It was exciting, but pretty overwhelming too. I prayed, "Lord, tomorrow I'm going to say I will to Sarah. But if you have a different idea, then find a way to overrule me." Another time was a little less than 3 years ago. I had just told my family that I was accepting the call to teach at Emmanuel. I was walking over to my church office to call Daniel's father, John Heim, the chairman of the Board of Regents, and tell him my decision. All the way across the church parking lot, I was praying, "Lord, I'm going to go dial that phone and tell John that I'm coming. But if you have a better way, then your will be done." Praying your will be done takes the pressure off you and gives the burden of the final decision to the Lord. Are you struggling with a decision right now? Are you frozen, not knowing what to do? Wishing God would just show you, give you a sign? Try this. Just make a decision. Start down a path and pray, "Your will be done." The Lord can change it if it needs to be changed. Make a choice. Let God have the last word. And go sleep in peace. Sleep in peace. Because his final decisions for you are always best. For it was he, wasn't it, who decided to send his only begotten Son into the world to redeem you, a lost and condemned person, to purchase and win you from death and from the power of the devil. The Heavenly Father to whom you pray is the one who decided to give his dearest treasure. He spoke to his beloved Son, "'Tis time to have compassion. Then go, bright jewel of my crown, and bring to man salvation. From sin and sorrow set him free, slay bitter death for him, that he may live with thee forever." The God who decided to do that for me, I'll let him decide everything. Amen. Hymn 420, verses 1 and 5, the first and last verses.